This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Summer at Waitrose is good right now. Here's the perfect excuse for a barbecue. Pick up succulent chimichurri bavette steaks, spicy harissa halloumi kebabs, and juicy beef and bone marrow smash burgers. Just a selection from our £3 for £12 barbecue range, online or at your local Waitrose. Grab your tongs and turn up the grill. Waitrose, food to feel good about. Selected lines in stores subject to availability.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's going to be fun.
Are you drinking?
A little Celsius.
Just Celsius?
Yeah.
In a glass?
He's the classy dude.
They weren't refrigerated, so I was like, you know what?
Where did my Celsius go?
Was that yours?
Shoot. Mine's over there. Hold on. I just want to be on the same energy level.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Fuji apple? All right.
Sparkling Fuji.
And it's warm. But sometimes I like it warm. It's not too bad. But man, you've really been making your runs with podcasts lately. You were on Whitney Cummings and
Andrew Santino.
Oh, from Lil Dicky Show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are like some big top podcasts, Heath.
Very overwhelming.
Yeah. Next level. I mean, because it's one thing, you know, we do podcasts with people who we're already very good friends with.
Yeah.
But those are like some hot seats to take on.
I was really nervous about Andrew's podcast just because like I looked at like the guests before me and it was like Blake Griffin was like two episodes before me and I was like, what do I bring to the table?
Yeah.
But it was really cool. It was really fun. He's so chill. Like he's just got like a really cool laid back vibe and he's a golfer also. So we're going to probably get around to golf in here pretty soon.
You guys bonded on that. You've been hitting the courses lately.
I'm trying.
And you're getting Todd into it.
It is the best feeling in the world. Like Todd, I used to talk to him about golf all the time and be like, you got to get into it. Like, and I tried for so long. I was like, dude, just the camaraderie, just going out with the boys. Like, it's just a fun time. And he's like, not really my thing. And then he kind of got like looped into it one day when like a bunch of us went, fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And
it's such
now
a rush.
He's hooked.
I've been falling back into love with golf. I did so much of it when I was a kid. Like I would go to golf camps, but it wasn't really my decision to go to golf camps. It was just something my mom really wanted me to do and my brother to do.
You gotta have the love yourself. Is there an adult golf camp? Because I would totally go to that.
I think it's just called golfing.
Yeah,
you just decide to go every day.
Paying for private lessons, but they should do group adult golf classes.
I think when you're an adult, you can just plan to go golfing.
But golf though, there comes to a point where you really need to take lessons because you have to learn to perfect the swing. Because I think so many people when they get into golf have the habit of treating it like a baseball bat and they're just trying to hit the ball really far. It's more of like a guided stroke. There's an art to it.
There is an art.
There is.
Sounds like someone's been to golf camp.
Yes, but I did it all the time in the Texas heat as a kid, and I got kind of sick of it. But all my muscle memory is like there, so it comes back to me
easily.
We got to
get you back out there.
I just want to see Todd swing. Is Todd as good as he says he is?
Todd has fun. He's in it for the camaraderie right now. Once he plays a little bit more, it's going to be for the love of the sport.
All right.
You can tell he's really got the bug. He's like really into it. Super athletic. He's got a really good looking swing. He just gets excited to hit it. If that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like,
well, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, yeah. Like some people, they're just so ready to hit the ball. Like they just want to connect with it.
He just wants to rip and dip it.
But yeah, he's had some really good hits. Played Tierra Ojeda the other day, and he striped a 4-iron.
Ooh.
Onto the green.
What does that mean for us non-golfers?
Your 4-iron is...
Striped a 4? I didn't even know
that. If you stripe it, you get like a good hit.
Okay.
And then you go to first base, right?
And then you score a touchdown and... Okay.
No, he hit the ball really well and got really excited, and that was like the highlight. We're all just stoked.
And then Bugs Bunny like brought the magnet and just dragged it into the hole.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Happy Gilmore way like goes around.
Well, Heath, you're awesome. You're great. You already know that. We already know that. You are so personable and you've had so much success over the past few years. Now, I guess like my question for you is, Has it been getting easier being yourself and doing this online thing, or do you think it's been getting more difficult?
I would say easier for me just because of the approach and the way I've been treating my social media work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff I used to like do and post because I knew it would do well, and it was kind of like feeding the machine, but it wasn't really necessarily making me happy.
Yeah.
Like even with my pictures. Like I just been like, I posted a picture of like golf carts and a sunrise yesterday just because I was like, I liked the picture.
Yeah.
And it's something that I would post if I wasn't doing social media. Doing that has been so liberating. Like it doesn't do well, but it pleases me. And it makes me so happy to just post stuff that I enjoy.
Yeah, because you're finally in that like comfortable space of like being able to express yourself without right. having that like worry of like, oh, well, because it's growing like so soon and so fast. I have to like play my cards right. And if yeah. I don't give like outfire content, then it's going to take away from like.
And honestly, I feel like it's showing who I am and forming me as a more of a person and a creator, as opposed to just me like I can go take a mirror selfie with like my foot up, ass out, like something funny, and people, oh, this is the content.
Yeah.
But it's just like I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. I know it would do well, but like I feel like a brand standpoint who like looks at me, they're like, you see my page, you know exactly who I am. You see like cool like hiking pictures, golf, like outdoorsy kind of stuff, me with Mariah, me and my friends, me and cars, and it's just like, okay, I know exactly who this guy is. Like, and it didn't used to be like that. It was just kind of like a messy shit show of a feed, and I was just like not proud of it. And now I'm feeling like really good, and I'm like, this is who I am.
Yeah, and I can sense that. Like, you've had like this real good place of like happiness and purpose, like with our friends and this whole group being out here. Because I even remember that one time, like back in like it was like 2015, 2014. And we were at that Jack Daniels party.
Right.
And this was when I was like still like a very closeted smoker. And we went out and had a cigarette. And you were like, you know what? I'm just thinking about leaving LA and just going back to Florida. Like, I don't know if I really want to like keep doing this and hanging out here.
Yeah, I've been back and forth with it out here so much. I did move back for a while. I moved back for 3 months.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
I gave up. I was like, I'm fucking out of here. I hate this place. And then I had like a second win, like a breakthrough when I was home in Florida. I just needed to like be in my own head and thoughts and not like be in this atmosphere and like have my mind kind of like told what to do.
Yeah.
So I went home for 3 months. I just got my shit together, bought a camera. I spent the last of my money on it. And then I came back and started my own YouTube channel. And I was just like, fuck it, one more time. Don't give up yet. And
believe in yourself.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm just going to do my thing.
Well, that's so good.
Had ups and downs after that, but I literally can't complain about anything.
You're back on the horse.
I'm golfing a couple times. What more could I want?
When I first like met you, the impression that back like 3 years ago online, you had a different persona online.
Right.
And then meeting you in person and you're just like this incredibly generous, heartwarming, thoughtful person who like invited this new kid to his house multiple times. Like anytime there was a party, you always make sure, oh, can I get you anything? Like just the nicest person in the world.
Thank you.
At the same time, still obviously hilarious and crazy and goofy, but like you were only showing a very specific part of you online. Yeah. And now it feels like everyone gets to experience the same Heath that we've been experiencing, which is like just the nicest fucking person in the world. Like,
thank you.
Super generous, welcoming, and it feels like that you actually are showcasing that online, which is nice to see.
Appreciate that. Yeah, my internet days, like a couple years ago in the beginning of the vlogs, I was like the smoker, the crazy alcoholic, druggy, just fuck up of a person.
Yeah.
But that was literally who I was. Like, what I was online was so accurate, and like I didn't care, like I didn't like want to like hide it. And I was like, if I'm smoking, I'm smoking. If I'm drinking, like it was bad.
Yeah, but you were unabashedly yourself, you know,
right.
And you still are. You've just like transformed.
Now you're golfing instead of smoking.
Now a question, because I kind of put out a little feeler on some fans what they wanted me to ask you.
Cool.
And I think a lot of people were very curious that you really like have like yeah. cleaned up your act, I guess one way. You've gotten really healthier. You're in an amazing relationship. Where was that shift? Some people like speculate, oh, was it Mariah? Did she tell you you gotta
right.
quit drinking and
it's
get as fit as she is? Or how did it happen?
Your body's not like this. We're gonna have to work on it. A lot of people were like, she made you this. She made you not fun. Like, she made you not want to like party or do this stuff. And it was like, no, she gave me a reason not to.
Mm.
It was more of like, I didn't need to do those things. I didn't need to, like, I had no reason to go get fucked up and, like, be absurd and act all crazy. It was kind of just, like, more of inspiring. And I think she helped me find a level head. We never got into like fights about anything where she's like, you need to stop doing this. You need to, you're doing bad shit. Mm-hmm. Like she loved me. She met me like that.
Yeah.
It just, I kind of just like grew up faster than I maybe would have if I wasn't with her.
Yeah.
So yes, she helped me become who I am, but it was more of a decision that like, I was like, okay, well, I'm pretty good. I'm good now.
Like, yeah.
She was a catalyst and an inspiration, not a forceful pressure.
It was a wavelength you kind of tapped into with her and just went on that stride. Well, I'm glad you did clean it up because like I was able to stop smoking cigarettes because you stopped smoking cigarettes. Heath was my little like gateway. Well, if Heath's stepping out, I'm going to step out. Mm.
And I was always stepping out.
Yes, constantly. Oh my gosh.
But so bad.
Once you kind of like, once one friend who's like your kind of...
That's my smoking buddy.
Your back door. Yep. Yeah, escape route. Once they kind of get it together, then you're like, then you're alone.
And then you look like the asshole still smoking and like the other person just quit. Oh. And it's just like...
I know.
Can't get off it, huh?
And it's crazy when you like you do hit a cigarette now, like occasionally if you're just like, oh, let me just want to see what the hype was all about that I used to just rail these all the time. You're like, what? I did this all the time? And I have how many more minutes of this left? You just want to put it out. Man, we were fiends, but
it was brutal. I did have I'll have a couple stogies, like a nice cigar while I'm out golfing.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't like do the inhale, so it's like... You just get the shitty mouth taste. You ever seen Arnold talking about stogies?
Arnold Schwarzenegger or Arnold Palmer?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, no.
He's like, I smoke stogies because I'm a stud and I'm ballsy. I don't need to find a hideout like you. He's like talking about like smoking in front of his wife. He's like, I don't need a hideout. I was just like, I like that.
Yeah. He's the man. He'll go on like Reddit sometimes too and just respond to people if they're just like, hey, I heard Arnold Schwarzenegger sometimes comes on this subreddit and like gives advice to people who need help. And they'll be like, yeah, what do you need? And then they'll be like, I hit a wall and working out. And he'll write like a 3-page dissertation.
Is that really him?
100%. He does AMAs all the time. He's like very internet like savvy. Cool. He'll take selfies with people. He's the man.
I believe it.
It's like an under and like the workout subreddit. It's not that I'm big in the workout subreddits, but like you'll see it on like the best stuff.
Yeah, why are you going on?
Yeah,
because I come across just like someone.
Did he reply to you?
No, I've never tried to ask the Arnold for anything.
I hit a wall. How does this look? It's just Mike shirtless.
We get exposed because like I'm just laughing at the idea of me late at night going out on a workout subreddit and you're just like have this like picture of you up there asking like,
how do
for
I get
advice?
Started?
No. I always end up going on like workout subreddits really late at night. It's never like, it's always me trying to prep for the next day. Like I'm going to do this, but then like I forget all of it by the next morning and just stick to my plan.
I'll say I've never really gone on Reddit.
You should.
I've never understood like what it really is.
It's
and the
front. It's the front page of the internet. And the thing is on Reddit,
that's
everything.
Their slogan.
I like can't navigate it. I don't really understand like...
It's a little complex at first, a little overwhelming. Like the interface is like, what is this? But once you understand how to look at it, it's just like a ton of information really easily available.
To me, it's like trying to read code. I'll look at it and just be like, my first time going on was actually today. Because I was trying to figure out this whole Reddit stock manipulation thing. And I can't really get to like the pages, I guess, that are explaining it.
There's
and
a
just
lot.
Seeing like a bunch of people talking. But it seems so interesting.
Can you share some of your thoughts on this?
I think it's cool. I think it's great. Like the people are taking power back from, you know, these big ass hedge funds and like big banks that have been doing the same exact thing for so long. And now these big banks are all pissed off that the little people are stepping up and doing it. And like, I love like that whole power to the people. Like, yeah, fuck the system.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man.
Stick it to the maniosis.
Well, this is a very important question. What is your favorite School of Rock quote?
I'll always say this one the most. It's not my favorite, but anytime somebody's singing, I'll just be like, Tamika, nice pipes. And like, I'll, for some reason, anytime somebody's singing, I just like have that in my head.
Nice pipes, Tamika.
Yeah.
So, you know who else is fat?
Me. That's right.
I love when he looks at her and he has like the shooter gun. He's like, turkey sub.
You, turkey sub. Slap it, shoot it. Kaboot it.
Okay, we're about to get demonetized for copyright infringement.
Right.
This is going to be the whole movie now.
My favorite little thing after that whole slap it, shoot it thing, and I don't think it was part of the movie. I think he just said it. Because you can hear it too. He goes, slam it, shoot it, kaboot it. And then they do the knuckle crack, like the tap, yeah. And it cracks a knuckle. And he's like, nice knuckle crack. It's really, really light. He'd be like, shoot it, kaboot it. Nice knuckle crack. I'll see you tomorrow.
I never got that.
Yeah, it's
I wonder if that's in the script.
Jack Black with that script had like a lot of freedom just to kind of roll with it and just improvise and bring new stuff to the table. That's really interesting. I got to look back at that. Yeah. Okay. What do you imagine that you would be doing if it weren't for social media?
So I don't know if it would have gone, but I was in school. I was doing criminal justice. I did 3 years criminal justice in college. And I was going to do my last year and come out and try to be like a cop or like I didn't want to just be like a normal cop. I wanted to do like some sort of like either detective or undercover. Like I just because I still loved acting and I wanted to be like this role of like a kind of like a crooked guy, but be a cop just because I thought it was cool. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So you're playing a character.
Really interesting.
And that's
So that's what I was going for. And then. Towards the end of college, Zane and I got into making Vine videos, and that kind of like started blowing up out of nowhere. We had no idea what it was going to be, but it started doing really well. And then I was making more money off of that than I was at my full-time job. And I was like, oh my God, there's like money in social media? And then we were just kind of like learning and taking it all in. And I was like, let's just see where this goes. Cause it was like my love of acting now is back. Like, more than ever. And I was like, okay, let me like just see what I can do. And I was getting ready to move with Zane to Northern Florida and go to like FSU. I bought an apartment. I was getting ready to move in a couple months. And then I canceled it. And we're like, we're fucking going to LA. And we just dropped out of school, ditched the apartment. And then...
Was there a specific vine that you made that like popped off where you're like, okay, this is real now? Or it was just a culmination of all these vines in a row just kept getting bigger and bigger?
Just all of them. Kind of like adding up.
And you guys both came out here together?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, around like the summer of 2014. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then we met at the collab party at VidCon at the House of Blues.
I think if I didn't start Vine, I'd probably be somewhere.
Hey, you still could be a part of a sting operation. What if they came to you and they go, Heath, we really want to nail down this YouTuber that we know is up to some serious crime.
Oh my God.
Can you go in and say that you're there to collab in his house, go in the bedroom and take a few photos to confirm that he's
it's so funny. Like now I don't think I could do that because if it was something really bad, if it was just like, yo, we think this guy's got like drugs or something, I'd be like, fuck it, let him do his thing. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. If he was like a fucking sex trafficker doing some like messed up shit, absolutely. But if it was like Heath busted James Charles or something crazy, and like then I would look like a bad guy. Like, oh, dude, he was just smoking weed or doing something. Like,
no, it would have to be a big, 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 serious crime.
Yeah.
And you think you could maintain your cool looking at the person in the eye.
Oh, absolutely.
Man.
Hope you guys are enjoying this episode with Heath. We're going to take a quick break for a word from this episode's sponsor. It's almost February, Matt, which means there's a holiday coming up.
Oh, Groundhog Day?
No, Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Who could forget? Well, I hope that you find a Valentine for you, Mike.
I mean, the clock's ticking, so I'm not sure, but maybe.
Well, if you did have a Valentine, or if you do have a Valentine like me, you may consider getting a love book. What is a love book, you may ask? Love book is a personalized gift that expresses the feelings that may be difficult to say out loud. Love book is a great way to revisit the memories or express the reasons why you love your significant other, and they're completely customizable, and you can use them in whatever way you like.
You can create your own character for yourself and the person you're giving it to. You can pick hairstyles, outfits. You can customize every page as much as you want, or you can use their express option and get a complete book in just a couple of minutes.
That's so adorable. I've seen some of the love books and I think that they are completely cute, and I hope that my girlfriend isn't listening to this because it's going to completely spoil the gift if I do give it to her.
For about the same price as a cost to deliver flowers, you can get a custom personalized gift that will last for years to come.
Yeah, and not only is it perfect for Valentine's Day, it's perfect for any occasion, whether it's an anniversary, a birthday, or any type of holiday.
Or anybody that you love, your grandparents, your brother, your sister, your friends, family, podcast co-host.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
You can get a love book for anybody that you love in your life. It's a great gift.
If you're interested in getting a love book for you and whoever you love in your life, visit lovebookonline.com. rownlittledeal.com/hoot to receive a 20% discount. That's our own little deal for you, our listeners. We're hooking you up. We're giving you a great deal on the Love Books. Once again, if you're interested, go to lovebookonline.com/hoot for 20% off your Love Book.
That's a nice chain.
Thank you.
I've actually been meaning to ask you since you walked in, but I'm saving it for the podcast. So I...
saving the heaters.
I feel like we're like on QVC right now. We're like, Heath, I love this jewelry.
So guys, this really accentuates the neckline, brings a little bit out.
No, you always have like... And also last year when we went to Coachella, Matt was like, you got to buy some like funky stuff for Coachella. Like, because I'd never been. So I went to the mall. I bought like shorts and like a hat. And he's like, buy something like that you've never worn before. So I was like, I've never owned a gold chain. I never owned anything. So we went to one of the kiosks, right, like in between a Wetzel's Pretzels and Limited Two.
Great American cookie.
Nice middle of the mall jewelry store.
And I bought like a gold chain that was like a $60 gold chain with a big ass Jewish star on it. And you came up to me at Coachella and you just go, what is that?
Because I've been trying to hype Mike up this entire time. Like, no, come on. It's Coachella.
It's cool. Buy a gold chain. Put it on. And I was just, I had no idea. And then you were like, we talked that you were just like, dude, if you're going to buy a gold chain, you got to buy a real one. And I've just never like known how to buy a real one or what to buy. So
I think it was just funny because like we were just saying, just seeing somebody wear a piece of jewelry that they normally don't.
Yeah.
It just stands out. Like, that's, I remember when I first put this on, Mariah got me this and the bracelet Christmas.
Nice.
I love it. But I've never worn like a necklace and a gold bracelet before.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, I felt not like a poser, but it was almost just like I felt funny wearing it just because I'd never done it before.
And yeah.
It stands out.
But you can still kind of rock jewelry actively. I feel like you can get away with it. Like, if I started painting my nails and stuff, everyone would be like, Matt, what are you doing?
Seeing Matt with some rings.
Like a big diamond pinky ring?
Yeah.
I have two, like, I don't know, lanky looking
fingers. You could paint your fingernails if you wanted.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I got a lot of crap when I had my ear pierced.
I liked your gold hoop.
Thank you.
I thought it was
too.
Cool.
I did too.
You got to do what you like. That's what life is all about.
Did you like my bleached hair?
I do like the bleached hair.
Me too.
You already have blonde hair though, so
that's why I think it's funny. It's like, dude, really? Like, what,
you gotta go blonder?
Yeah.
I took out all my piercings. I got over them.
Oh, you
did?
And a nose piercing too,
I
right?
I used to have my ears, my nose, my cartilage.
Oh, yes, you did. You still have your belly button pierced?
No, that was Zane.
Your nipples?
Oh, you don't
my
have...
My nipples. I took my nipples out.
You took your nipples out?
They've been out for a while.
You took your nipple piercings out. Just popped off the nuds, called it a day. Goodbye to the nipple rings.
Yeah.
It was just
an end of an era.
Yeah.
But you're rocking this new Heath 2021 look with like your fit. You got
trying to just clean it up.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I've always wondered like at what age do people start dressing, you know, a little older?
Like adults.
Yeah, because like I've seen some adults that are like dressing like in some young stuff, and I'm like, yo, you gotta just give it up. Mm-hmm. Like you're not that anymore, mm-hmm. And like that's okay. And I'm kind of like trying to dress like a little bit nicer, and it feels good.
Yeah,
but right now I'm in a t-shirt and like pants and stuff. But like
the gold chain, the watch.
There's something about putting like a sweater on.
Yeah,
or like you know, it's just like
but having like I mean, dude, I'm wearing Chacos with like socks.
Feels
but
good.
But it's kind of unique.
But you're wearing a sweater.
But like the teens ain't wearing this. I'm wearing it. It's my own little style.
Yeah. It's kind of, I don't know. It's fun. It's like playing dress up.
Yeah. But if you, once you commit, you get away with it. Like you just have to, you are a guy who wears gold chains and watches and like you don't have the piercings anymore, but it's still you. I think this is more you than you've ever been.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to get a gold chain.
I think you should try it again.
Make sure it's real gold.
I will.
When you get
I
out
will.
Of the pool, your neck's just going to be like green.
No. I'll buy
it. It's a chlorine.
Boy, you know you don't look fly. Them gold chains.
I just, and I, green, and I, right? My,
is that
Brockhampton?
My brother, Jerome, who I think you've met Jerome before. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Matt Coachella and I was like, yeah, Heath like called me out immediately about my gold chain. He's like, yeah, dude, Heath knows he's got style. And I was like, fuck, I gotta step my game up. So, I'm going to hopefully go gold chain shopping soon and I'll be asking for your opinion on what I get.
I'll help you out.
Okay.
Yeah, make it happen.
I'm excited.
There's something cool like about jewelry. Like the way, like when I bought my watch, I was just like, it seemed pretty stupid to waste the money on it, but then I was like, you know what? It's still worth, actually it's worth more than what I bought it for. So like, I just took my money out of the bank and I just put it on me.
And it's investment. You don't regret it. Has there been anything else that you've regretted that you've done for a vlog?
That I've bought?
No, that you've like, or it could be anything. Like you drinking like a whole bottle of piss or stepping on glass.
You think I regret that? I made $2,000 drinking that bottle of piss.
I regret being in the car.
Smelling it.
Oh. Like yeah, Carly and I were like on the verge of puking outside. I couldn't believe you went through with it.
I was really surprised I did it too.
I saw your penis too.
Did you? Oh, because I was peeing.
Nice cock.
Nice cock, bro. Thanks, man.
But that one, are there anything you regret more than that?
I don't know. I've always been in the mindset of like, I don't regret anything. Like, yeah. We've all made mistakes, done stupid shit. And I really do think it makes you the person you are today.
Mm-hmm.
Like stupid shit in school, just like out here, like stuff that I've tried and done and like that has like fucked me up and put me at my lowest low. Like when I was at my lowest low and I moved back to Florida, I was so miserable. But that low point is what I needed to hit to have that breakthrough and be like, don't give up.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like as you've gotten older, especially in this age, I feel like I've like experienced this whole transformation of like really like letting go of just like all my regrets and cringes of the past, or really talking myself out of like having those bad thought patterns.
Because
I
feel like
everybody in their early 20s, you're still like, oh, you're out in the real world, but you're still like a little insecure about stuff and you're still cringing about things that you did in high school or in college that you regret. But I feel like now in my life more than ever, I'm like, nah, I don't care. It's in the past.
Right.
I'm enjoying what I have now. Yeah, it's weird.
You can hold on to it and just be like miserable about it. Just be like, yeah, what happened, happened.
Do you ever lay awake at night thinking about cringy things that other people did?
No.
Right. Nobody's thinking about the cringy things you did. Like you think about yourself more than anybody else thinks about you. So like if Heath did something stupid, he's not going to stay up at night like because you're thinking about something that Heath did 5 years ago. No, we're not thinking about Heath's cringy stuff.
Don't remember anything.
Yeah, like nobody cares about your cringy bullshit from 5 years ago. It doesn't matter.
That's like a mantra. I feel like I tell myself that when I'm in the shower all the time. Because like usually when I'm in the shower, I'm like thinking like, oh, why did I do that one time? And then like the way I combated it is I'm like, nobody cares.
Nobody remembers.
Nobody's thinking about it, Matt.
I've had that feeling like after like a night of drinking.
Oh yeah. Those are the worst.
The next morning you're just like,
are we still friends? Text.
Yeah. And it's just like they're fucking drunk too, and it's just like nobody really remembers anything. You probably did something stupid.
Yeah, it's probably okay.
Yeah. Man,
I know. The hangover anxiety is the worst.
Oh,
you're like, Matt, you probably did not shut the hell up last night. That's what I think every time. I was probably just chatting
just start
my ass
rambling.
Off. Uh-huh.
No, this movie, you have to see it.
Yeah.
That's exactly
That's
what it is.
Most likely what I was probably talking about. So you and Mariah are one of my favorite couples.
Thank you.
Have incredible chemistry, both on and off camera. It's as true as it is for anybody wondering what it's like in real life. I love you too.
Thank you.
And you guys are living together.
Right.
You have your place. A lot of people are really curious, like, what do you see down the line of like, will you stay in LA? Do you want to like start a life somewhere else down the road? I mean, I even saw you shopping for houses the other day.
I'm always on Zillow though. Uh-huh. Like, it's so funny because I saw this TikTok that was so true to like me and Mariah and Zane. Like, we just like always are on looking at stuff. And it was this girl and she was like, when that $3 million house that you saved in like Ohio finally like sells, and you're just like, but it's like it's something you like would never buy. Yeah. But there's something like, fuck, somebody got it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just something about seeing like houses everywhere. Like I love seeing what you can get for a certain price, like in different states.
And it's different than like a car, because the car is still going to be there. There's just another model that's there.
Right.
But a home that's just so unique to that one space and time, when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this one house in Tennessee that I wish I bought. I'm dead serious. Dude, it was absolutely incredible. And obviously I didn't pull the trigger.
I feel like it sounds like a good like song, a good country song. Should have bought that house in Tennessee. Yeah.
But that's like a pastime I feel like a lot of people are doing now, is just like, because a lot of people are not going to the malls, they're not going out, but like you still want to get that itch for
it's like
shopping.
Window shopping.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And but like a lot of places now have like the virtual tour, so it feels like you're walking through it.
And you really can like use your imagination.
And
it's
put
not like,
yourself, look, like not, see yourself living there.
Yeah. There's some like manifestation going on too. Yes. You know, you're kind of like visually reminding you like. Yourself what you want.
Right.
And then
seeing it, what you want for down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't see myself living out here like and having kids and raising a family with Mariah. Like we've talked about it. Obviously we want our careers to like run their course and like see where the next thing takes us. I really like the East Coast and so does she. She wants to be close to her family. Like I want to be closer to my family. And I really like my privacy. Like I just want land. What I really want is to just keep doing what I'm doing. And like, honestly, like I don't spend a lot of money at all. I save everything. And I would love to just keep saving and buy something for my entire family. Like have my grandparents there, my parents, my brother, his wife, me, Mariah, everybody just like have this giant compound.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like families aren't really close like they used to be. And there's no like...
No, I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Once I think about like having like the full financial freedom to do what I want, my family like just becomes my like top priority and making the ease and access and times we have with each other. Like...
Not transactional like it is now.
Right.
Yeah. Like, now it's like, okay, we're going to come home for Thanksgiving. These dates to be... It's like booking a business trip
right.
to see your family.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I think about like how involved my grandparents were in my life when I was younger. And I'm like, I want that for my kids.
Same.
Like, dude, I just...
Same.
How much they mean to me. And like being like, I want that feeling. And like it sucks being so far away from it.
It can happen. We don't know what the future will bring. And speaking of money and success, Kromoto Coffee, completely on the shelves, well, virtually,
right.
That is. And I just want to say, first off, how proud I am of you.
Thank you.
This has been how like almost a year in the making, I feel like.
It's two from like the idea until like actual launch.
And I don't know how many different coffee flavors I tasted,
right.
How many packaging samples designs, I looked at.
Logo designs, colors, boxes.
And now it's finally done.
It's so wild.
And you got more flavors coming. You guys sold out of your first batch.
Yeah, we sold out. I think it was like 6 or 7 hours. We opened up a pre-order, sold more on the pre-order than we did on the actual stuff that was in stock to buy at first. Oof. Ripped through the pre-orders and... Now we're finally getting everything back in stock to like have it like up and running like a real business.
Wow.
So that's going to be within the next couple of days. So really excited to have it like there and available just for everybody to be like, okay, I'm ready to buy coffee now. Uh-huh. I don't need to like wait. But yeah, it was very overwhelming for Zane and I. We ran into a lot of like hiccups just with us not expecting it to do what it did.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of was...
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, right.
Like it's better. It did better than you could have anticipated.
Right. But I wish there was a lot of people that didn't get their coffee when we were hoping they would get it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, obviously like our biggest thing is like, we want everybody to be happy with their order and get it in a timely manner. But there was like some issues with like shipping. So we were like, shit, like we felt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a little extra thing for the people that did have messed up orders. So they're going to get like a cute little thing in there.
Damn right. You're a good business man.
And something's specific to only that. So it'd be like, your shit was wrong too? Oh, no. but yeah, so we got a couple more flavors that are going to be coming out soon that we just approved that are... You guys got to try the new one. I think there's one more here.
No, the new flavor I've heard about and it sounds delicious.
Yeah.
But it's not here. There isn't one. I asked Zane for it yesterday.
I think Todd might have had it.
Oh, there was only one?
We only got to select them out, and we ripped through them.
Oh, man.
But yeah, we got a couple more flavors that are coming out really soon.
Well, Mike is the coffee connoisseur.
Yeah, I got one of the packages at my house, which is very cool. It's like the first time I've ever gotten like a PR package. yeah, you guys crush it. I mean, I remember talking to you guys, I think Zane, a little bit more about like the packaging design, which like was really nice that he... Like, you guys really cared about making sure that this was not just let's just put our names on it and let it do what
that
it does.
That was like, literally the last thing we wanted to, like, just throw something in together, like, just a cash grab. Like, this is something that means so much to us, and we really wanted it to be perfect, which is part of the reason it took so long, because Zane and I are, like, absolute awful perfectionists.
Mm-hmm.
And we got something that was literally damn near perfect, but one of the words was, like, too high up on the bag, and we're like, no, ooh, scrap it.
Yeah.
Like we had to place a whole nother order and wait for it to come in.
Oh yeah. I mean, well, it paid off because everyone loves it and it's extremely successful. So yeah, I just want to echo what Matt said, how really cool and proud we are that
you could have brought some. It.
I know. I still got some.
They're sold out, Matt. It's the most popular coffee on the internet right now.
I still got some in my house.
Okay. Well, bring it over like tomorrow or tonight or just whenever.
Yeah.
Okay. We got some like kind of like rapid fire questions.
Hit it.
Some fans sent in. Who's the most famous person in your contacts list?
Oh, shit. Sebastian Bach.
Oh. Who's that?
The singer of the rock and roll band?
Yeah, Skid Row.
Yeah.
Oh! Sick.
When you first saw that, I was like, dude, he died in like the 1600s. Johann Sebastian Bach.
Right.
But that's not.
Dope. Okay. Okay.
I was on set of Rock of Ages, the movie.
Yes, you were.
So I was a featured extra in that. I was a roadie for the band.
Whoa, wait, what?
You didn't know this?
No. Yeah.
Patricia and I were watching it the other day, and I was looking for you, but I don't know.
When I had my long hair teased out.
Was this during your like Vine days? Like, is that how
this was right before Vine?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
It was really fun. So like, I got to meet like Russell Brand, Alec Baldwin,
Tom Cruise,
Julianne Hough.
Wow.
It was really crazy. So Sebastian Bach was there. He was like in the movie briefly. He like wanted to buy weed while he was like on set, and one of my buddies that I had met there happened to serve weed. So we like got to talking to him, and then we ended up like getting his number, and then we like rolled up to his trailer on set, sold him weed, and then hung out in his trailer for a while. And I was singing Skid Row songs.
Wow.
With him. And it was the most unreal thing in the world.
Whoa.
It was really cool.
You weren't even expecting to like come in and getting to smoke. You just thought you were just like Postmates or like or weed mates. Here it is. And he's like, no, come on in.
He offered it. And this was like when I was deathly afraid of weed. And I was like, I'm good. Just ripped a whole one.
And did like some PA come and go, knock, knock. Is that weed? You're an extra. You shouldn't be in here. You're cut.
Get out.
Wow. So you get to like live the dream a little bit.
I felt like a rock star.
Wow.
That's dope.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, great.
All right, next question. This girl named Taylor wants to get a tattoo. What tattoo should she get?
Louise.
Louise.
Oh, man. Tattoos are weird.
Do you have any tattoos? Oh, you have tattoos.
I have a lot of stupid ones, all just while I was drunk. So I'm not the person to give any advice on tattoos. I used to think of tattoos as something like, how could somebody buy a shitty tattoo and not pay for the most expensive artist because that's on your body forever? I literally was like that my entire life, and then I got wasted. Got a tattoo and I was like, all right, fuck it. They look like shit.
Just and then, pull the ripcord and that's it.
Uh-huh. Oh, my tattoos are terrible.
But I think it all kind of works like with you. It's an expression of your personality.
I like that they all have a story.
Yeah. They're kind of like ironically like self-aware of like how bad they are, you know?
Yeah.
So, Taylor, I guess you should get Louis.
Shit. Make sure the L looks like an L, not an H.
Taylor's mom is going to send an angry email. Why did you tell my daughter to get...
Please don't come for me.
What was your senior quote in your yearbook?
I didn't put one.
You didn't put one?
Mm-mm.
Did you put anything?
I don't know if we were allowed to.
We didn't have senior quotes. We had like this little thing at the bottom that tied all the seniors together.
I don't think I had one.
Like if it was you and Zane, it'd be like, Heath started making vines with Zane, and Zane's best friend in the seventh grade was Ella. Like you connect the whole grade together.
Did you win anything? Any superlatives?
Two peas in a pod with my buddy Gabe.
Aw, that's cute. I won most likely to host a talk show.
Go figure.
Did you win any?
Yes, I won most musical, but because I used to bring my guitar to school every day.
You were that guy.
Yeah. I didn't like play for people. I just like would like eat my lunch in first period and then play in the corner during lunch by myself.
I would have voted you most likely to wear a Jewish star to Coachella.
Well, you would have been right.
Yeah.
But the yearbook committee, like when they submitted the yearbook, like we took photos and it was like in the thing and they missed that page in the yearbook. So... My high school yearbook for that year doesn't have that I won most musical, so it's lost in history.
Oh, no.
But you remember it.
I'm keeping it alive.
You
yes,
should go back to your reunion and be like, remember, guys?
I am so excited.
That was supposed to be in it.
So excited for the reunion.
Ours got postponed. Because I was class of 2010. It would have been 2020, and it got postponed.
Right.
I really wanted to
have you
been
to any high school reunion yet?
No, my tenure is...
This year?
This year, actually.
Whoa.
I'm... Pump. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's so interesting.
It's probably gonna be so bizarre.
Cause like I'll scroll through Facebook and I'll see people that ended up getting together and that are having babies and they're married. I'm like, they ended up, what?
Yeah. I have so many questions for people that I need figured out. Like, I know.
So cool.
Yeah. People just like stay in their hometowns and then just move on and just progress through life. Yeah. And like, we're just sitting around making YouTube
in
videos.
I feel like it's not as exciting though as it used to be like in the past, because now with like Facebook, you know how someone looks or you kind of like know what they're up to. Back then it was nothing.
Surprise. You go 10 years and wait.
Look the same but different.
Yeah.
I'm so pumped on
That's exciting. So Unfiltered's been going great.
Yeah, it's been doing well. We're really excited.
You guys have had on so many different guests.
Yeah, it's crazy doing the guests now. It's so fun.
I bet it is.
I just feel like it opened the show up more to like even more conversations, because you'll talk to new people and it'll remind you of stories that you've never told that you normally wouldn't have thought about. And you're just like, it just like kind of like reinvents it. Uh-huh. So we're super excited about that.
So who would be like your dream guest to have on?
So this is where I feel like
you can be selfish as you want.
There's people that I would love to have, but I couldn't handle.
I am that same way. When people always ask that question, who would you love to have dinner with, dead or alive, or your dream guest? I would be like, I would love these people, but I would really want them to like me. Like they have to like enjoy being there.
You could be like, what about like, if you had Tom Cruise on, I don't think I could handle Tom Cruise sitting in the room and just like talking to him. Like
We were filming Top Gun. Yeah, we just had a good time and learned how to fly planes, and it was a good time, Heath. I love your vines,
great.
Man.
It's great.
I would Can you imagine so Tom weird. Cruise?
At least you would have an icebreaker though about
You're
Rock of Ages.
Speechless just thinking about it right now.
Yeah,
you would have an icebreaker though about Rock of Ages. Sorry. I have like a popcorn kernel in my throat. I didn't eat any popcorn
Spot
today.
Welded to the back of your tongue.
I think it's like a strawberry seed.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. But you would have a great icebreaker about Rock of Ages if you was
Yeah, that
there.
Would be cool. I think like realistic guests, I would love to have like Theo Vaughn or Riff Raff.
Theo Vaughn's hilarious.
He's so funny.
Were you there that one time we saw him do stand-up with Liza?
Yep.
That was kind of like right when he was just starting out.
He is so funny and so self-aware of just everything he's saying. Like, it's all just like this giant character, and I love it. Like, he's like himself, but he just like, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like, he could just talk, and it's just, you're just laughing.
Uh-huh. Theo Vaughn would be it.
Yeah, I'd love to have him on.
Wow.
It'd be pretty cool.
I don't know what my dream guest. Actually, probably Lord, Jack Antonoff.
Mm. Ezra Koenig.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Could you handle Lord?
I think I could. Yeah. I think
Lord was sitting right here, would you ask her?
Hi, Matt. I don't know what she sounds like.
She's like New Zealand. She'd be like, oh, so happy to be here on Hoot and a Half. I think I could handle it. I would ask her like when her new album is dropping, but assuming she would be on here to promote her new album.
Fair.
So it would be more of a celebration.
I've always thought about like having a guest and not trying to talk about like what they do.
Yes.
Because they just...
Right. Not your usual press run questions. Right. So what was it like working with Will Smith on the movie? Oh, yeah, we got along great and had a lot of like...
You don't want to be treated like just like a press outlet. You want it to be a genuine conversation.
You know who I would love to have? And this is a really funny story I haven't told you yet. Blew my mind yesterday. You remember when you were leaving the gym, Scott's?
Yes.
And like I pulled up next to you and like, you cut me off. Like I just like did it as a joke.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You left, and then I turned to like loop back around to go to Scott's. And if I didn't do that, this never would have happened. I turned left, and then you turned right, and then I started driving to like loop back around. And you know how like a car will like pull over to like let you go through? So there was a car up ahead, and it was a really nice car. And I was like, holy shit, that's gorgeous. So I was going through, and I went to like roll down my window to like give him a thumbs up and be like, I love your car. The color looks sick. And as I'm talking, I'm like, love the car. Like, it's absolutely gorgeous in that color. And he's rolling the window down. And I started talking. And I'm like asking a question, like, how do you like it? Because it's like one of my dream cars. And as I'm talking, I'm like, holy shit. It's fucking Steve Carell.
I knew it. It was Steve Carell. Because he lives in that neighborhood, right?
Yeah. And I'm like sitting there talking. I'm like, I love the car. And he's just like talking to me. And he is so Steve Carell. It's ridiculous.
What?
Nicest fucking dude in the world. Like, and we just sat there like car to car next to each other. Like, cause we were on like the tight road. And like, we both got our windows down and we're just sitting there talking for like a couple minutes about cars and stuff. And I like couldn't believe it.
Did it like kind of take a moment? You were talking to him and you were realizing, wait, I know this.
Yeah.
Like you were more mesmerized by the car.
At first, and then he started talking, and I'm like, oh my God.
I'm surprised he like rolled his window down and was like, talking.
Yeah, he probably thought that I was a fan or something, like just like, thumbs up, love the show. But he was just like, rolled it down, and I was like, I absolutely love it in that color. It's so pretty. Like, how do you like it? And he was like, oh, I really enjoy it. I used to have a regular one, but I wanted a convertible. I was like, yeah, you gotta, whatever. Like, we just like started talking.
Yeah, car and, talk. Like,
it's Britney, bitch.
And not once was I like, oh, you're Steve Carell. Like, and I'm so glad I didn't like have like a little freak out moment because I was just trying to play it so cool. But he was just like so,
that's so dope.
He was so personable.
That's so cool.
What car were you driving?
I was in my truck.
Okay. So it wasn't like, he wasn't like you were another car guy like in your Lambo or something. He was right, like, oh, here's another guy. I can like you were just a regular person and he just treated you like, oh yeah, no, I love this color. It's great. Got to get a convertible. He probably saw the gold chain and was like, this guy.
This guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you could even like get down at a good angle because your truck is so tall and with a Porsche that has to be like.
He just had his little hat on, sunglasses, full beard.
Wow. Yeah, I was about to ask about his facial hair.
Like, crazy.
Because he's always like kind of switching it up. This happened to me about, I feel like it's when Zane was living at his old house that he had. And you know, there was always that crazy kind of turn to exit the neighborhood that was like super sharp. Like one car could really go down at a time. Yeah. So when you came up to it, you would kind of have to be real slow to see if another car was coming down. Well, I was coming up and I could see this like Range Rover coming down and I go, oh, okay. I'm going to let him down. And the car comes down, windows down in this guy's car. And he like waves at me to like thank me. And it's Ryan Gosling. Just
what the fuck?
Hey. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like windows down casually on like a Thursday night.
It's just in the neighborhood.
It's so crazy.
I was pretty cool. He waved at me. So I bet he remembers. No, it's always wild, like having those interactions. I knew the whole right when you started. I'm like, I bet it's Steve Carell.
Yeah,
I bet it is.
I couldn't believe it. I was freaking out.
Damn, that's cool. It's like Pokemon, like celebrities in LA. You're like,
gotta catch them all.
Yeah, you never know who you're gonna get or come. Like, yeah, a wild Steve Carell appeared.
Right. Wow. One of my friends plays the game where he's trying to collect all the people from The Office, and him and his girlfriend have seen Angela. They've seen Daryl.
I've seen Rain Wilson down here before.
They saw Tesla. Dwight.
Yeah.
They've seen like a few of them. They didn't have Steve Carell yet, so I told them about it. And they're like, fuck.
Damn. You have the Charizard.
Hologram, baby. Yeah.
That's so dope. So Heat, you have, you know, all your internet stuff you're working on, Unfiltered, Cremoda Coffee. What's next?
So nobody knows yet, but I'm starting a golf channel.
What?
Yeah.
A golf channel that will be online, like on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube golf channel.
That is brilliant.
I'm so pumped on it.
That's really, really
That's
cool.
That's so smart
for you
to do.
Do you film like a whole game of golf? Or we don't want to say, you don't have to say too much.
I'll say like, I want it to be like, because there's a lot of golf like YouTubers out there who are just so serious. And like, obviously golf is like a more serious sport, but I want it to be fun for like just like the weekend warriors, the bros that go out. They just want to have a good time, drink some beers, and it's going to be like a fun take on golfing.
Yeah. Like similar to like Post Malone's like beer pong
kind
show.
Of,
have
yeah.
you watched? It's really, really good.
Really?
He has like on different guests and him and his friend just play people.
Yeah,
you should get some inspiration from that.
So it's going to be like different things, like just getting like fucked up, drinking, having a good time, and just golfing.
I'm assuming like Todd will be involved and like your friends.
So
and
yeah,
like,
it's
bring me on because I feel like I'll be like, I played golf, guys. I'm really good.
I went to golf camp in 1996.
And I'm going
to
be splicing it.
Like, so it's actually a group channel. So it's going to be me, Todd, and my buddy Ryan.
Wow.
Whoa. That's really exciting.
This is a big news drop. Are we,
this
comes
is the
out,
first time I've ever talked about it.
Wow. Our first big scoop.
Heath's starting a golf channel. Crazy shit.
That's the buzz on the town, folks. You heard it here. Heath is starting a golf channel.
I'm going to see it on my Snapchat Discover next to TikTok drama. Heath, you're ours.
But yeah, it's just gonna be like just guys being dudes out there.
That's so shit. Great.
Well, I gotta go hit the range and work on my
form. So yeah, so we're leaving the fourth open so we can have different guests like coming out, and we're gonna try to get like different influencers and hopefully different celebrities or pro golfers.
That's dope.
Wow, Heath.
I really, really want John Daly. If I can get John Daly, crush some beers with him.
How old is he now?
He's getting up there. But his son plays, and his son is incredible, too.
Oh, whoa, dude. That'd be so dope.
But yeah, just doing like a beer a hole.
Yeah.
Just seeing what the fuck happens.
Yeah.
Damn. That's going to be so... I'm
really excited.
I'm so excited.
I love hearing about things when like a perfect thing for the right person just comes together. Like that is... I could not think of a better way for you to move into the new year.
And it's making me feel like more inspired with content again. Because it like with my own channel, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to post like just like...
Yeah, cash in on your passion.
Right, just have fun.
What?
Cash grab.
Is that like a
I've never heard that. Cash in on your passion?
Isn't that a Gary Vaynerchuk book?
I don't.
Or it's like Crush It?
Crush
How to
it.
Cash in on your passion?
Maybe.
It's got a nice ring to it.
I like that.
All right.
But I'll have you out in golf.
Oh, please. Let's do it.
Cool.
Did you have fun, Heath?
I did. That was actually a really good time. I love being on like other people's podcasts because it takes the like stress away from like and it kind of like frees up my mind to like talk, I guess.
Yeah.
Cause normally I'm like focused on like a structure and like trying to like make sure they're having a good time.
Yeah.
It's nice to like have you guys making sure I'm having a good time.
Well, it's been nice having you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heath Hussar.
Be sure to follow him anywhere and everywhere. He is on the interwebs.
Thank you, guys.
Love you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Yay! Thanks,
guys. Yay.
Get it.
All right. See you.
Who'da have with Matt King and Mike Sheffer?